Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, December 13th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about ZANU-PF's annual People's Conference.
And to join this discussion, please phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And don't forget that we are now live streaming on all our Facebook pages, so please visit us at VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7. And we're also on the internet. And you can reach us at www.voazimbabwe.com for English and www.voashona.com for Shona and www.voandebele.com for Ndebele.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the ruling party's annual People's Conference in Koromonzi.
Thousands of ZANU-PF supporters are attending the conference in Koromonzi, Mashonaland East Province. The theme of this year's conference is Modernize, Mechanize and Grow the Economy Towards Vision 2030.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa today criticized some Zimbabwean workers for staging protests over low pay and other issues. Mnangagwa further noted that the Southern African nation will not revert to the multiple currency system, saying every nation needs its own currency.
And it remains to be seen if the conference will come up with strategies in reviving the country's economy amid calls for the ruling party to hold talks with the main opposition, the Movement for Democratic Change, led by Nelson Chamisa, in order to revitalize the economy.
In an unrelated matter, the government says it has removed Chief Felix Nhlahlama Ngwendiweni as Chief of Ndaba Zinduna, following a resolution by the Material North Provincial Chiefs Council that he was allegedly appointed without following proper procedures. The Ndiweni family is fuming over this issue.
And the Urban Council's Act's failure stipulates clearly, the Urban Council's Act clearly stipulates that the numbering of houses and naming of roads may from time to time be done by the authorities. But we'll be giving you a live interview that we did here at Studio 7. Gibbs, tell us a little bit more about the interview you did about this matter involving Chief Felix Ndiweni.
Yes, I spoke to Wilson Bangunyani Ndiweni, the family spokesperson, although some people in the family say maybe he's not part of them, but he was born in the Ndiweni clan. So he says what the government is doing is wrong. Mm-hmm. What the government has just done is unprecedented. And he actually compared it to the Ian Smith era, saying that, it's very difficult to remove a chief, especially when that chief is nominated or selected by the family. So he says even this guy, Joram Ndiweni, that is being targeted by the government, saying that he's the one who's the rightful heir to his father. He's saying, no, he's not even the firstborn. And when it comes to chieftainship, he says it doesn't go that way. It's not that the firstborn has to be, a chief. So they're really furious about the whole issue. Yeah, Marvelous.
So stay tuned. We have a melting pot today. The ZANU-PF conference and also this latest development.
Yebo kambe isulukandaba. Lingalishona njani laphi khona endaweni zonke esijeneyo. Namhla ke siyaqala ngodaba lwe annual people's conference ukukhona ngale eGoromonzi. Sizwile ke umongameli ekhuluma khona ngale ke sithi yaba kusoze kubiselwe imali liyana phela eyayifuna ngabantu. Amadola kuzobuya ama randi kuzobuya amapula lezinye imali. So uthi hayi phela ilizwe kumele libe nemali yayo. Uphinde nje wakhuluma ngokuthi kulabantu abajala ukujengisela abayithusela nohulumende lapha lalapho uthi hayi bantu lingakwenzi khonokho ngoba uhulumende akufuna intuthuko. So ke kukhanya umhlangano lo ukhangelele ukuthi uzaphuma lezi nqumo ezimbalwa ezokuthuthukisa ezokuvuselela umnotho welizwe leZimbabwe. Kodwa abanye abantu bayathandabuza bathi lokho okwenziwa libanje leZANU-PF ichitha isikhathi ngoba sebengena embusweni okwesikhathi eside abakwazi lokho labakwenzayo. Kuzobuya olunye udaba lapho lubambileyo phakathi sibili ludaba lukaFelix, Chief Felix Nhlahlama Ngwendiweni. Kukhanya zani sesusiwe phela ukuba yinduna yakhona ngale ke entaba zinduna. Siyakhumbula ukuthi iMatoran North Provincial Chiefs Council yaphuma lesinqumo sokuthi kakhethwanga ngemfanelo. kuti muli iyachingwa kunyokumhandisa singati sibili bazonde paganono abo bathi lokho kwenziwa nguhulumende akondanga njengoba bona bazithethela phela ukuthi bafake undlaza yamango ndiweni kodwa kunabanye njalo abaphakathi kwemuli leyi abathi hayi akuzange kwenziwe kuhle kodwa labo kukhanya ngazani ngabantu okuthiwa badlelana lebandla lezanu PF so ke kuningi sibili esingakhuluma ngakho namhlanje ngakhonoku marvelous
aiwa kunewo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa nhasi tine gango pano palife talk tichange tiri kutarisa zviri kuitika munyika panyaya zvezvo yematongerwo enyika tichitarisa isu musangano wezanu PF uri kuitwa pari zvino kugoromonzi tichitarisa zvakare kuti nhasi panga paine musangano mukuru wanga uchiitwa nevanozvitivo citizens movement vanga vari kuedza ivo kuyananisa nekutaura vachiona kuti zvii zvingagadziriswe pamusoro pemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika saka ndozvimwe zvatichange tiri kukurukura nemipo pano uyezve tichitarisa isu kuti misangano yakadai inobatsira here uyezve ingabatsire sei regai tinzwe hurukuro yaitwa najonga kandemiri westudio 7 navabrigs bomba vamwe vanga vari kuronga musangano iwoyu tinzwe kuti vanga vari kuti musangano uyu ndewei ungabatsire sei remangwana renyika
nhasi ranga riri zuva guru taparura yatingati chidanho chekutanga kuti tinge tichiuya pamwe chete tiri yatiri kuti National Convergence Platform and tiri kuisimudza iri platform yekuti tinge tichikurukura kutanga semacitizens kuti gwara ratiri kuda kuti nyika inge ichitora kuti tikwanise kuita nhaurirano tese senyika zvakusanganisira macitizens ari kubva kunzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana machechi mabusiness community vechidiki madzimai nemapolitical parties nekuti chokwadi chiripo ndechekuti kutambura kuri munyika kwanyanyisa and hatingaende kumberi tisina kugadzirisa nyaya iyi saka pane yatingati a sense of urgency yaita kuti tinge tichiuya pane iyoyi yatiri kuti National Convergence Platform takatungamirirwa nemachech tichiburikidza kunya nevekuzcc kasi tichiita chishuo chekuti munhu wese atanga achizounganawo paNational Convergence Platform iyoyo achiitawo mazano avo ekuti tingabuda sei panguva yakaoma yatiri senyika isu takabuda mune yatakati National Citizens Convention yemuna September ichipera iyoyo takanyora tsamba zviri official kuofisi yemutungamiri wevato guru rinopikisa vaNelson Chamisa tikanyorawo tsamba kuofisi yavamunangagwa tikavadzivisa kuti semacitizens tiri kuti tese tine chekuita nekunzwa kwemhinduro iri kudiwa kuti tinge tichigadzirisa zviri kuneta munyika saka donzvo redu nderekuti tinge tichibatanidza munhu wese tinge tichiva ne kubva kumapolitical parties kumacitizen groups vese nekuti munhu wese ane chekuita nemhinduro dzatiri kutsvaga
aiwa apo tanga tiri kunzwa isu kubva kuna vabrigs bomba venational citizens convention vachitaura ivo nemusangano wanga uri kuitika nhasi wavanga vari kuti ivo national convergence platform wavari kuti ivo musangano uyu uri kuunganidza vanhu kuitira kuti sevagari vemunyika vawanikwe ivo vachiona kuti upenyu hwenyika remangwana hunenge hwakamira sei saka pindai muchirongwa monyora nhamba dzenyu makaisa zvakare macode nhamba dzenyu kuti tigokufonerai tina Terence Nharo ari kuti nhasi ndapindawo ndiri wechipiri kukuonai aiwa tinokuchingamidza ari kuti maswera sei mhuri yezimbabwe ndiTerence Nharo zvakare blessing chironga makadii mhuri yezimbabwe ana masunanguro mubayiwa ari kuti theme is just rhetoric they have no shred of idea of how they will achieve this saka ari kutaura iye theme iri kutaurwa iyo kumusangano webato guru rezanu PF wavari kuti ivo modernize mechanize and grow the economy towards vision 2030 Fresha Chicks and Nathan ari kuti yemaswera sei vashamarari kwese kwamuri nevateereri aiwa kutiri kutiri wadi kuno ruu wekwanyaka wekwalakini ari kuti pachipamwe handimavhi aiwa tosangana zvakare uyezve please 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 nyorai nhamba dzenyu panapa makaisa macode numbers enyu kuitira kuti tigokufonerai vanodawo kuti tiverenge zvamune muchinyora nyora ipo pano uyu mukana wenyu wekuti tinzwewo mafungiro enyu
I think we've got our first guest, Marvelous, and that is Apostle Meat and Dube. He's a political commentator and minister of religion. Apostle Dube, welcome to the program.
Thank you, sir. How are you?
Oh, thank you very much. So tell us a bit about what you think, concerning this annual People's Conference in Coromandel.
I'm just thinking to myself, this is an exercise that happens every year in December, but I'm trying to look back and see the impact and see the results that have come from such conferences before. I'm convinced this is an exercise in futility. It has nothing to do with the country. It has nothing to do with the economy. It has nothing to do with livelihoods, but it has all to do with ZANU-PF strengthening its own capacity, realigning its thinking, looking at its policies. But it really has no impact at government level, because if they are really serious about fixing the country, they should be making decisions and owning them at the government level. I see no benefit whatsoever to the people of Zimbabwe, but the benefits accrue most probably to the president and his party, ZANU-PF. I'm looking at a situation where people are dying of hunger. Some people are suffering of heavy floods right now as it rains in the last few days. I saw a bridge was washed away in Zimbabwe. Yet every year they are gathering and we don't see the proposals that they make in such conferences being implementable at the government level. So for me, it's really taking the people of Zimbabwe for granted. It is not thinking about the plight of the ordinary citizen, but it has everything to do with the big wigs, political big wigs in ZANU-PF, perpetuating their stay in power and strategizing on how to win the next election. It's all about slogans. It's all about empty promises. So far, I don't see anything that will come out of it. Just like the past 20, 30-something conferences, for me, it's an exercise in futility.
Thank you so much, and stay on the line, Marvelous.
Yes, toda kuchingamidza vese vari pachirongwa chedu pari zvino regai tenderere mberi tichiverenga zvamuri kunyora uyezve kana muri kuda kuti tikufonerei ibvai mawanikwa imi muchinyora nhamba dzenyu kuti zvitiitire nyore pakufona pamunotipa nhamba tipei nhamba idzi makaisa zvakare macode numbers enyu saka regai tiverenge zvamuri kunyora tina Angela Kane ari kuti maswera sei aiwa pano taswera zvakanaka Dixon Moyo ari kuti the only solution hanzi ndifonerei panapa ndovaisa namba dzake Mike Leopatra Liwayansit Mavi nevatereri vechirongwa chedu chestudio 7 makadii kwamuri ikoko garikai chikore hanzi maswera here pachirongwa I'm watching you from Verening Ruwe Kwala Kina ari kuti pachipamwe hanzi Mavi aiwa tambokuverenga isista muri seisei kwamuri ikoko saka pari zvino kunavo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tiri kutarisa isu mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika uyezve kuti imi munoona sei zviri kuitika izvi Antulis I am watching you from South Africa. I'm here in Polokwane. Ndovaisa numbers zake akaisa zvakare macode numbers ake.
Yes, we like kubaba Apostle Meat and Dube. Kodwa singafiki kuye kudangale sikazizwe ukuthi abanye bathina manje ngomgcini nyoni. Umgcini nyoni uthi umsebenzi ukugibela indiza mchina kuphela. Indiza mchina futhi esidulayo kumangalisayo. Kulokuthi abantu balungise umnotho welizwe. Kuyaphuma nishwa emhlanganweni lo wabantu abanje. Uzobuya ke lomlalazi hayi nguDavis Khumalo uthi njani emsakazweni siyabonga ngokusethulela inhlelo zenu lati siyabonga kakhulu ke mfowethu ukuthi uhlala osisekela khona lapha kuthiwa kulo muntu ecingweni
rigate mboenda panare hallo caller
hallo makadi
aiwa tiri wadi tiri kutaura nani uyezve muri kupi
mukutaura namukoma Terence vari kuCape Town
taurai tinzwe kwakadi kuCape Town uko
Aya, uCape Town kuri nani.
Ehe, taura yenyu tinzwi.
Handisi kuziva zvangu nekuti ndambo ndanenge zvinongwa zvinenge 2 saka ndizotanda nezvandi chiti
aiwa mapinda manje pane cha 8 o'clock saka ingotaura ii zvamune mada zvenyu nhasi igango
alright inenda ndinoda kutaura zvango pamusoro pemamiriro akaita zvino munyika yedu yeZimbabwe
taurai tinzwi
inini chandaiona chinhu chingakwanisa kugadzirisa zvinhu munyika inyaya inonzi rudo kuti vanhu vabatani vaite chinhu chimwe chete nokuti tikaramba tichingoti inini ndiri wepati yakati ndiri kutsigira kuti nhengi dai atonga nhengi dai atonga handisi kuona pane chinobuda asi kuti kwanga kutokurudzira kuti vakuru vemapata vadai vanga vabatana vaita chinhu chimwe chete nyika yaita stable then kana kuzoita kana zvinana maelection kuzoita maelection asi vanhu vambobatana nyika yayadzokera panormal kwete iye zvinezvi nokatarisa kuti patakabva iye zvinezvi NDC chinetsana nezanupf vatsvangira inaamugabe paane nguva yakareba kusvika iye zvino kusvika atsvangira vatsvamu kuzoshaya hapana pundusa yakaitika noda kwekuti kwakangoramba kune makakatana mukamboona 2008 pawakamboti gadzisani wakada kuedza kunge kubatana zvinhu zvakatomboti tei zviri nani saka ndinotarisira kuti dai munangarwa nachamisa vanga vadzokera papozisheni iyeyo kuti wawirirani wabatane nyika yedu ndoona ichiita zviri raiti but vakaramba vachidhonzerana haatogona kana kupedza 100 years pasina chinonaka
aiwa pakanaka tinokutendai hanzvadzi saka imi pazuro rekisimusi apa muri kuita sei
zuro rekrisimusi hatisi kukwanisa kuenda kumusha totoenda muna february transport ndeiri kudhura izvino
aiwa pakanaka pakadaro tinotenda
tinotenda
Gibbs
ye kunjalo ke siyabona kuti kula bantu abaningi ababuyayo lapha ke kuhlelo uVirginia Macebo uyasibingelela singazi Macebo kunjani khona ngapho ke mama kuzobuya njalo uNomen Ngwenya uthi ZANU PF is playing a dirty game to its own citizens kukhanya ngazani kuyahlupha sizokuthiwa ke siloba balapha ecingweni uthi sizokuthi silobani sabona mfowethu halo ecingweni silobani ngubani
ikhuluma lo Kito Ngwenya
ye Kito kunjani baba
ngiyaphila mina ninjani
siyaphila ubona ngani kuyaphumani phela kulokhu okwenziwa libandla leZANUPF umhlangano lowo
libandla leZANUPF ubone ngathi selethulekile konke lokhu akwenza nje bafana lokuthi bazidlalela bandi imali elizwe kuphela
utsho ngani khonokho mfowethu
ngoba khayanani isikhathi sababoyo batakuza nini ukubusa kala kuthi namuhla baqalise ukubusa kodwa kulanto etshintsha eZimbabwe
pho wena ufisa ukuthi ngabe benzani
angabe bayenza babone bahlale phansi labochamisa babonisana ukuthi bengenza njani because phela kathesi bona bona basuthe emasaidi nabo kodwa kwezinye abanye abantu bahlupheka ngaphandle la
anti bayenza imihlangano le lamanye amabandla elikajamisa yilo lingekhoyo khonapho khonokho-ke asikho imizamo yini ukuthi bazame ukukhulumisana
yenu angithi yenu uchamisa ukuthi ngafuna ukuthi umnangagwa yena abe nguye obiza lenkulumane yena umnangagwa angayali ukuthi uchamisa uthini kavumelane lokuthi uchamisa uthini bayenze lezo zinto ezifuna ngochamisa sibone ukuthi kuya ngaphi ukuthi kuzayenzakalani after uchamisa azokwenzakile
hayi phosele ukugcina ba
ya mna ngithi le mhlangano nabo le abayekeli ingabalungisisi ukuthi odokotela babekhona ezibhedlela le mithi bekhona ingabe kungcono ngoba abanye abantu bayahlupheka bagulela abanye abantu bayafa so into ezihluphazo nokubona bayathona besenza imihlangano kodwa imihlangano ayilethi lutho ezimbabwe
hayi siyabonga kakhulu ke mfowethu ungathena kusasa
awembonge
yes so that is Kiso is saying that you know the best way forward for Zimbabwe is for the MTC led by Nelson Chamisa and ZANUPF to hold some talks in order to fix all what is happening so he says the problem is that Mr. Mnangagwa doesn't want to allow Chamisa to you know talk to him. So he says, let them talk and see what will come out of it.
Aiwaregai tienderere mberi tichiverenga zvamuri kutaura ipapano pana Simba Matare paFacebook page yedu yeVOA Shona. Hanzi tavepo pachirongwa muri seiko? Aiwa tiri wadi Jacob Sachikonyanza, I'm watching you, I'm in South Africa kumidrand. Hanzi tarisiro pa Zim government. Apachina takutomirira kutongwa kutonga kwa mwari ndokutora kwa varikuita. Carrington Mangwirans, every time ZANU comes from this conference, they do crazy things such as 51% indigenization law and dollarization. Arikuti yezvinhu zvinobuda panenge paitwa misangano yakadai. Metulisi Msipa, hanzi maswera, say I'm watching you from South Africa, ndirikumpolo kwane. Ndifonere iwo, please. I want this also to know fona. Hanzi Carrington Mangwira arikuti, anything ZANU does has impact on government level. Watch the nonsense they will come up with in parliament after this conference. Don't be shocked if a law is created for MDC ministers. Wamkoma wakutara zvakawanda wana ipo pano. Angela Kane, hanzi murisei sei ikoko kuno tiriwadi. Dixon Moya, hanzi Dixon Murozwa, the only solution. Tambo iverenga comment yenyu tinokutendai. Linda Samuel Simango arikuti avo vari kumusangano wezanu avo. Vanenge varikutambisa nguva. Nekutambisa mari chinobuda ipapo hapana kungova havo kugeza mahara ndokutaura kwaari kuita kuti zvinenge zvinozobuda ipapo zvinenge zvisina kunyatsomira zvakanaka asi tiri pano tiri kutarisa isu zviri kuitika pari zvino tiri kutarisa isu kuti pane musangano wanga uripo nhasi muHarare weNational Convergence Platform uyo wanga wakaunganidza masangano anozvimirira vemachechi vagariwo vemunyika nezvimwewo vari kuti ivo vari kuda kuti pave nekutaurirana kuti tione kuti remangwana renyika ringange rakamira sei. Saka pindai muchirongwa tinzwewo kuti munoona izvi zviri zvingazobatsira nyika here kuti ibude mumadhaka yairi pari zvino. Pane vamwe zvakare vanyarikani vedu vatiri kuedza kubata kuti tiwanike ipo pano tichizeya nyaya iyi kuti tione kuti remangwana renyika ringange richimira rakamira sei. Saka tinotenda vese vari pachirongwa chedu pari zvino uyezve nekugara muchititsigira zuva nezuva. Akim Adams ari kuti maswera seiko Studio 7, please call me ndovaisa namba dzake. Talent Muchemwa ari kuti tiripo tete, tiri kuno kuZimbabwe. Vari kuZimbabwe tipeiwo namba dzenyu timbonzwa kuti muri kuzvigona sei. Kunyangwe mukauya henyu pano muchitaura henyu muchitaura kuti nyaya yezororero rirekisimusi muri kuronawo sei. Munoona kunge pane chichabuda here kubva kumusangano uri kuitwa uyu nebato rezano PF uyo watiri kuona uri kuenderera mberi uyezve tanzwa bato iri richitaura. Kuti nyaya yekuti ipo pabviswe mari yemabhondi nemari Zimbabwe dollar hapana kwairi kuenda vari kuti ivo pacharamba pachishandiswa mari yemunyika.
Yes, ke sikhulume njalo lo baba uMidian Dube. Baba Dube loku kona. Hello baba Midian, Apostle Dube.
Yebo mkhona Dube.
Yes, so ke wena ubona ngani kungathiwani ukuze kuvuselele umnotho weZimbabwe abantu bakhuluma lapho ukuthi kumele kube le nkulumo phakathi kwebandla lezanu PF lele MDC elikhokhelwa umnumzana Nelson Chamisa kumele kubiswe njani konke lokho
baba Dube? Angithi ukuze umnotho welizwe ume yikuthi kube lo hulumende owakha lokho esithi thina yindawo ibhizinisi elingenziwa kuwo. Abathi ngesilungu they must create an enabling environment. But angiboni ukuthi uhulumende wezanu PF eyedwa ngalesi sikhathi anganelisa ukwakha leyo ndawo. Kudingeka ukuthi ibandla lezanu PF lele MDC kuhlanganwe njengango-2008 kubunjwe uhulumende womanyano ukwenzela ukuthi kube nokuthula. Amabhizinisi anelise ukuze fake imali yawo avuselele amabhizinisi awo eZimbabwe. Lapho-ke sesingakhuluma la ngokuthi nxa ibhizinisi sikhona isebenza singacabanga yini ngezimdola, but okwamanje labo bathi izimdola ingaphumi, khumbula ukuthi yibo abaphethe imali yangaphandle kwamazwe onke. Kuhlupheka ugogo lo mama osekhaya eZimbabwe, kuhlupheka umntwana weZimbabwe ohlele ama-reserve. Bona bazihlalele ezindlini zabo ngaphi langaphi emadorobheni bayiphethe imali yonke edingekayo. Ngize ngikhumbule lapho upresident weRussia ekhuluma into engathi icaphula abantu abaningi, kodwa ekhuluma iqiniso. Uthi uhlupho lwase-Afrika yilo lolo esilubheke eZimbabwe, yikuthi i-Afrika yindawo yamangcwaba, kuthi abakhokheli bethu ngenxa yokuthi bathwele imali bahamba bayobhenka eSwitzerland, bahamba bayekwelatshwa eSingapore, abantwababo bafunde e-America, bafunde e-Britain, bavuya kuphela eZimbabwe sebezengcwatshwa. That's why bengalandaba lo muntu ohluphekayo esigodini eHurungwe ePindura langapi langapi bona kibo izinto ziright. So yikho ngithi mina uhulumende kacabange labantu laba bayibo abamfake esihlalweni ukuthi nxa ezahlangana umnankagwale MDC akula maqembu amabili dube wena lawe sidlalile ibhoro uyakwazi lokho angeke lithi ningamaqembu amabili lidlala lithili na kube leyi team ethi thina yithi esikima uref kumbe thina yithi esinikeza uref lokuyana kwesasikwenza emakhaya ukuthi uyadlala uphinde ube ngu-ref akwenze umnankagwa angake abe nguye okhokhela inkulumo but sokumele bona bobabili bakhulumiswayani uchamisa lo mnankagwa ukuthi singacela bani like eduze lezimbabwe kule-South Africa president Ramaphosa angaza kathule izimbabwe ilo hlupho olungaka bagcwele ubekhuluma izolo kathesi upresident Ramaphosa ukuthi ucabanga kabuhlungu ngenumber yabantu bezimbabwe abase-South Africa but ukuze kuphele lokhu yikuthi bacele upresident Ramaphosa ukuthi akuze uzesilamula sikhulumisane
uhulumeni
ngomanyana so lokho kwe-conference ndibe ngakusisi ndawo but ake sithi uhulumende akhangele into ezavusa umnotho welizwe
sukubambe umlomo
esizakwenza amabhizinisi abe lesibindi sokwenza ibhizinesi ezimbabwe
sukubambe umlomo
lokho amadlwane ayenziwa manje
sukubambe umlomo kancane khonapho sizakuthosela abantu ababili ecingweni mavelas kumbe uqarisa
hello caller
hello
makadi yenyu tukuthwana nani uyezwe muri kuphi
murikutaana mukoma dimu kubotswana
taura itinzwe mukoma kuri sei kubotswana
abuzana kuri nani zvako zvekumusango tingagodi
aiwa taura itinzwe
ya ndachida kuziva kubvunza kuti ko pamari yevanoramba vachisingira kushandisa iye mabhondi edu kushandisa usako vanobhadharisa here kushandisa bhisa here kuzimbabwe kuti vashandise usa reusa bhosi ina ndoi zvakambokosha kana kudi kuti vadzingirire nemari isingashadi mari isingakwanisi kuti krosobhodha vachichinja umari wakasunga zvinoita vamwe vanhu kuti zvingabuda nepula kaenda kusouth africa ndikwanisa kushandisa pula irorero idon't know that technique yava kushandisa iro inotibatsira nei bhosi vangoramba vanyingoidza nyika mumagwirimbiri mayakadonhera pane kuti vaisimunge vaibise mairiwa
aiwatmusangano
wavo vari kuita uyo just for enjoying themselves vana vangoda kuti vagute varokoko zvavo kanganwa mhomho yezimbabwe zvichitambura kudaio
aiwa tinotenda muve nezuva rakanaka
tinotenda zvikuru nekupina pameso
ye siyabonga mukhulukesi lolungani ecingweni baba lungani kunjani
baba lunjani
siyaphila ngundebele
yebo baba
kungaphi khonapho ndebele
ngobulawayo
kungaphi kwangikhona kobulawayo Country Park kumbe enkulumane
senkulumane
ye kunjani enkosti
hayi kurayithi khona ngomumo nje
ye
kodwa
kunzima
ngobunzima esilabo ha ngingaza ke sithi ukuthi kurayithi sekukhona ukuthi kurayithi khonokho ukuthi asiselwanga kumbe akule into njengani iyasihambanisa but i-stress kuphela zomumo weli
hayi kuzalunga mfowethu so-ke ubona njani okwenzekala kubandla
lezanupiffanele kulungekusaphila phela duze kungaluisesiphile
hhayi ngiyakuzwa sibili lapha lami ngiyacabangela phela ukuthi inxa kungalunga wena phela ungakulungisa wena bangathi lungise zomba ngazwe mbona zane undebele ngakuphatha lo
ngisalalelwa mbani
ye akutho-ke ukuthi kubona njani khonokho kwenzakala kwemhlanganweni lo
ya akwemhlanganweni njengoba ngike ngakhuluma nje hhayi kwemhlanganweni akuthi akula ncedo lo babuduke lapha bona ngani ukubeke kwabasobali ukuthi hhayi vele labana abantu labana benzo kwabo it's a domestic affairs vele akuqondananga lapho balungisa nje ukuthi khona iparty yabo iperforma njani izaperforma njani ama-challenges abangaba lawo nxa belungiswe kwelizwe vele kulungiswa yi-cabinet kulungiswa yi-parliament laphana vele abayilungiswe ukuqondana lathi balungiswe kwabo like maintain to say it is a domestic affair but ekuqaphele ngibuye endaweni zokukhulumisana kuqakathekile ukuthi abanye amazibadenze i-situation esikuyo is serious abantu bayithatha for granted it's a very serious situation esikuyo ezimbabweni abantu they don't have impact on abantu abahlupheka eZimbabwe. Into eqakathekileyo, we need unconditional dialogue. Ungabona sisesenemidi yokuthi siqale futhi ngifuna uqale ukupheka ikofi, ungithengele ikofi ukuze ngikhulume lawo. Siyabe mbonani lapho siyabe siba le problem, akula problem esingayisolva. Ngoba konke abantu bakhuluma bathi khona kufanele ukhulume umnangagwa lothamisa then laba abanye laba gabala netho. Akunanto enjalo kupolisi. The reason why kumele sikhulume akuthi ukuthi uthamisa lo mnangagwa bazainfluenta ama-policies kumbe bale ndlela zokuseva iZimbabwe economically. Akuthi ukuthi khona bale mali ezikhwameni yokuthi bangabazahlitha inkazathi bahlanganisa imali basenzizwe libe-right. Okuqakathekile kwenza sikhulume kukhulumiswane yikuthi sikhulume nge-same voice eZimbabweni. Then if we are approaching even international community would look silamafutha ethu ekusebenzeni with in terms of i-election kulento ezingahambi kahle, but for the sake of the people of Zimbabwe abahluphekayo, sicela sithola uncedo olunjengalolu lalolu ukuze abantu basevakale. And khonoko kufuna ukukhulunywa ngamaZimbabweans collectively, kungabi labanye abaphandle, because kungaba labanye ababe bephandle yibo bazahamba back to those people kuyabe kukhulunywe labo ukuthi khona bayakhuluma ukuthi lingabancedi labana because ABCC yabona.
Siyabonga.
So this situation ifuna amaZimbabweans abe united. Ukhulumile kuyibaba lapho sithi khona okwepolitics kungani siyakuthiya sikhangele ukuthi vele thina singobani, sibe ne-nation at heart. Sikhangele ukuthi ngobani and abanhlobo abahluphekayo ngobani. Ngoba lapha asiwo maMozambique engahluphekayo, asomana ngamaZimbabweans ahluphekayo, brother to brother, sister to sister.
So
understand idube silayo.
Endebele baba ube lempela vike enhle khona ngapha enkulumane. Uthe enkulumane bani?
Inkulumane 12.
Hawu lapho engathatha khona phela khonapha. Hayi ubelela ke
lesi. Awu dadewethu ngizengulowo lesiduze.
Kwe baba. Sibongile kakhulu Dex, sibongile kakhulu Dex.
Alright.
Okay, bye bye baba.
Rekaititore mthereri, alo mkoma Donald.
Alo Titimavelas, na mkoma Gibbs Mazera sei.
Siyaphila mfowethu kunjani?
Ah, kuyaphila mkoma Gibbs, kuyaphila.
Ah, good.
Taurai tinswi.
Hai, zvoto seka zvangu ava vanozviro vadundundune nawo nekuzvikututumadza nenhamo yakadaro zvinotonyadzisa Titimavela. Nekuti kana vachitaura mataurire avo nechindini chavo ndochotati nyika yayo isambofa yakaenda mberi, vanotofunga kuti pamwe pane zvavari kuita kana progress hapana kana one. He must swallow his pride, nyika yoenda mberi vobatsigwa nedzimwe nyika. Kana vakaramba vachiita zvavari kuita hapana kana one chinofamba kana industry one inopfungaira Titimavela.
Saka poitwa sei apa?
Pari zvino apo hapana chatingaita nokuti tongotomirira kutonga kwamwari sezvinombotaugwa nomumwe muteereri. Nokuti havadi kana kuha idea anobva kune umwe munhu, vanenge vachiti kustrika kunoita vanhu vamwe vatova agenesi, havasi munhu anoteerera vamwe vanhu sezvinonetsa. Ende havasi munhu ane vhizheni kana clue yokuti nyika ingaenda mberi sei. Havana kumunhu anongoona chibva nokuita slogan, vanofunga kuti kana vakati kutonga kuti hazvina zvinobudisa. Yange iko zvino vanhu vanenge vakaungana ikoko Goromonzi, vanhu vanenge vachitaka kutozvia kuti timbo zvavo nyama, vanhu vanenge vachitokundikana kutenga nyama muzimba nokuti maconditions arimo munyika haiti kuti ukwanise kuzviitira kuzviriritire. Saka umwe vanhu vanenge vachienda kunozvia Titimavela kutofambira kuti mbono zvavo kuda nyama kana kuti hazvibatsiri kana vadzokauya votarisana nomubusha kumba.
Saka imipa Christmas apa muri kuenda iri kumusha zvakamira sei?
Ndoenda soon after Christmas, nyaya yekungoti zvangu pandechi varungu vanenge vaidambotimboti vabatsire timbovabatsira mchana vatorora. Saka tichazoti after Christmas, soon after Christmas tiri takuindawo, but chimiro chiriko kumba chirikunyadzisa Titimavela, hazvibatsiri.
Muri kuendesa here magross?
Nyika yedu inogara iri pamaheadlines, zvinhu zvakangoshata zvoga zvoga kune dzimwe nyika.
Muri kuendesa here zvekudya?
Zvokudya zvinoenda Titimavela, zvokudya zvinoenda.
Saka munoendesa nei sei, zvinofamba sei?
Kunoku tinotumira Titimavela school Rustenburg, hako hakuna mabhazi amweya kunoku, but kune matek, but inogona enda Joburg kana kungotumirawo kamari, asi hakungotumirawo zvizvinhu bhozi grocery ritori nanda nokutumira mari nokuti maconditions ayo inozonozika yava kunana mukuru kana kunana iko geshi hazvibatsiri. Nemabhondi ari ikokoko hazvibatsiri, hapana zvaunenge waita.
Aiwa
tinoti asi tokumbira kuti vanhu vadeva vachiteerera vamwe vanhu ka
Bye bye, Gibbs.
Yes, now we're joined by our second guest, and that is Mr. Philip Kaule of ZANU-PF. He is attending the annual People's Conference. Mr. Kaule, welcome to the program. Hello, Baba Kaule. Baba Kaule, liyangizwa kona micinga?
Akuzwa kakhulu, Gibbs.
Yeah, so how is the program going there?
The program is going on very, very well. The program of the people is going on very well. Day one is over, and we are moving on to day two tomorrow. Everything is moving smoothly. And we are happy about the progress that we are making.
So what was discussed today in terms of, your agenda? Just briefly.
Today, the president tabled the agenda.
I think if on your phone, you can call it. You can
Nyaguzwa katesi kiti.
All right, what is zame, zame kuna po sezo ba?
Nyaguzwa kiti.
Yeah, kubela.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, things went on
better. I think we have to call him back. I think we've got a slight problem there. Some funeral kaole. So, swele ku Apostle Midian Tube. So, Apostle Tube, I think we are hearing people saying a lot of things here. So, what is the problem really? Oh, before I go to Mr. To Apostle Midian Tube, let me take this caller first. Mbongeni, kunjani?
Yaphila baba njani?
Siyaphila kakhulu. So ndinelifoni yakho baba. Ungayifaka ku speaker phone, eh?
Yeah, ngithembelile.
Yeah, ubona njani annual people's conference? Hey, bandlale zani?
Eh, hayi yekene iyazakala yena njani ekhiphe noma kuyinto engafike njiwe. Akhathe izabe ekhiphe mothi yabhekisisa iyisa kakhulu abantu beZimbabwe. Isikudelele kakhulu abantu beZimbabwe benza izithupha. Ngoba abantu beZimbabwe basuka bezimele into ezenziwa iZANU-PF. Behlupheka abantu beqhubeka behlupheka. iZANU-PF iyajabula ngokubona abantu behlupheka bezithupha. Awu zasezivala ngokuthi abantu akufanelanga bateyitwe. Ngoba ma iyabhekisisa iyakubona lento leyo eyenzekayo kubo iRas le. Namazela la amaningi lapho esifune khona phezulu bakhona bephuma ngokuteyiteya abantu bedemonstrator. EZimbabwe laphana kushuthi ukuthi abantu babambane ngoba abantu beZimbabwe bayahlupheka kakhulu ukudlula yena lawo mazela la osekuphuma kona president bona labo ngisike kubiza ngokuthi abantu bakhona bayahlupheka. EZimbabwe bahlupheka kakhulu abantu kodwa siyabona abantu beZimbabwe bazithulele iZANU-PF izenzela. Kuyinto embi kakhulu ekwenziwa iZANU-PF obekufuneka ukuthi kube abantu beZimbabwe babambana bale ngamandla amakhulu bakhiphe iZANU-PF babambane wonke umuntu. iZANU-PF noma ingabe ithi iyashaya iyenza njani siyakubona kubo iRas kukho abantu abayi-more than 300 something kodwa baphambili ngokuthi ngokudemonstrate abantu uzaphuma upresident wakhona uprime minister wakhona simbona ubezaphuma but eZimbabwe ngokushaya kwabantu abayi-2 abantu bakhona bayachithekana bayazikhulela iZANU-PF iqhubeka izenzele kwentando yayo namanje nakho ikhuluma iyakleroda nje upresident wakhona uzikhulumela uyale uthi abafuna ukubusa bazobusa kumathwitter kubofacebook ukukhuluma kabi ukudelela abantu beZimbabwe kakhuluma ukuthi yakujekisisa leyo nto nje kwanomuntu uzodlalela phezu kwamakhanda abantu awaphilayo ngobuningi babo athi akulanto ebiseningangenza yona noma ngabe liyahlupheka lizoqhubeka linjalo lokhu kubeka ucace ma ngabe sithi idola leZimbabwe lizoqhubeka lisebenza kusho ukuthi phikisana lombono yabantu esilwa ngabantu uyayibona ukuthi leyo nto leyo kuyinto kube abantu beZimbabwe bayibhekisisa le nto bahlale phansi bayibone ukuthi le lokwamanje usexesha nenduna undiyene unduna undiyene uyixeshela ngenxa yokuthi ibona ngelihlo elingalingafani layo
Hayi siyakuzwa
Thank you
Mbongeni sibongile kakhulu mfowethu ubele mpela viki enhle sibili siyabonga kakhulu so he's complaining a lot. saying that what is being done by the president and others is really bad. He actually cited what the president said today, that, you know, when he was locaneering, said, some of you will tonga in on Twitter and Facebook, but we will continue ruling the country.
Mm-hmm.
So now, Ubaba Kaule se kona lapha ecingweni. Baba Kaule, uyangizwa kasi? Ye, akutsho ke ngesintu lapha, sikhulume ngesindebele sini baba Kaule ukuthi kambe abantu nxa bethinga kangaka ngomhlangano wenu. Pho kuyaphumani khona lapha emhlanganweni wenu wona lo.
Uyazi tips ngikutshele. Ukhona ukukhulumayo ukuthi abantu bethinga bengobani wena wabantu abathingayo.
Yiba abantu ngazibelizwe phela.
Kufana labantu abathingayo. Abe ebemzini bechina ngendaba lomuzi wakho kithi kodwa wena uzenzela umsebenzi wakho lemuli yakho liqelesile yiko okwenzakalayo phakathi kwethu laba bantu ngabantu abaye ababandla umbusaza abakhangele okwabo beyenza okwabo lako kuphumelele ngendlela yabo abafuna ukuthi uphumelele thina okwethu uhlelo luyahamba sile ukuhambe kuhle umsebenzi wethu uhamba kuhle kakhulu ngoba uhulumende nalobo.
Oh, if only I can see money, Kumega. I think where he is, he's got some pet connection.
Mm-hmm.
But all what he's saying is that, you know, those people who are saying all these are not part of the ZANU-PF family. He says, of course, they are opposition party members, and they are bound to say some of these things.
Yes, actually, yeah. We are trying to get hold of the opposition, that's MDC, led by Nelson Chamisa, to also just have their take. But let's go ahead. I'm going to read what some people are saying. Panopa Facebook page, Yeduye VOA. Shona Pana Wilo Chinyama. I'm watching you. Ndirikuno ku Cape Town, Blash Michaels, and Maswera say, Kumativi Mana Enyika. I'm watching you from Kimberley in South Africa. Peter Ruvengo, Aripano Fraser, Chicks, Nathan Arkuti, Anzi Kutaurirana, Kwakanaka, Asi, kuti Mr. President, Ngava Viseva, Nuvane Wori. Vakazara mubato ravo, anzi mubato irori kudzora mari munyika, inokwanisa kuenda kumarket nedzimwe nyika, vosiyana ne zvokutaurana nevamwe, saka ari kutaura iye kuti ngavadzore mari munyika inokwanisa kuita, I think atora ma US dollars, kuti dai ma US dollars adzoka, asi sekutaura kwatatiri kuita munguva yapfuura, kuti tanzwa kumusangano kuchitaurwa iko kuti hakuna mari ichange iri kudzoka yema US dollars, asi regai titore kola. Hello kola.
Hello magadi.
Aiwa tiri wadi, tiri kutaura nani uyezve muri kupi?
Murutara namukozhe, ndiri paBotswana.
Taurai tinzwe paBotswana, pakamira sei paBotswana?
Nah, paBotswana pakaipa, tiri kumaiziwa nemeseji.
Taurai tinzwe.
Pakaipa zvokuti tiri kumusha wakuti atifungidzira kuti kuda mei musangano uriko, kuda pane chichabudawo, pane zvavachataura, but zvai totogona kuti hapana chiri kubuda.
Pane zvamanzwa here, pane zvavataura, uyezve zvamukati imimi, aiwa dai izvi zvanga zvagadziriswa?
Tatingonzwa nyaya dzemari ndo dzatatichinzwa.
Nhare dzedu nhasi hadzisi kunyatsomira zvakanaka. Tiri kunzwa mukoma vari kuBotswana vari kuti ivo vari kushushikana zvikuru, nekuti vari kuti dai zvaa zvichibvira nyaya yemari yagadziriswa, asi vari kuti pavanga vakateerera zviri kubuda kumusangano uku havana kufadzwa nezvavanga vari kunzwa. Robert Mangoma, Ngoma yezi, hanzi ndiri kukuonai ndiri kuno kuSandton. Kwakadiko kuSandton kwamuri uko? Tinochikamidza vese vari pachirongwa chedu pari zvino. Tiri kutarisa isu zviri kuitika munyika pari zvino. Tiri kutarisa nyaya yezvematongerwo enyika kuti munoona musangano mukuru uyu uri kuitwa webato reZANU-PF uri kuitwa iro kuGoromonzi kuMashonaland East kuti pane zvauchaburitsa here, uyezve zvakakosha here kuti pave nemisangano yakadai seNational Convergence Platform yataona ichiitwa nhasi iri kuedza iyo kuti itaurirane pave pane vagari vemunyika, vemasangano akazvimirira, vemachechi nevamwewo kuti vawanikwe vachizeya kuti tione kuti remangwana renyika rakamira sei. Saka pindai muchirongwa monyora nhamba dzenyu tigokwanisa kunge tichikufonerai.
Apostle Mitten Dube, are you still on the line? Are you there, say? Apostle Mitten Dube?
Yes, I'm online.
Now, there are proposals that there should be some kind of an all-stakeholders conference or such kind of a big gathering in order to resolve what is happening in Zimbabwe. What's your take on such a thing?
I think that's the way to go. I would have thought that even instead of having these conferences,
would actually have district-based, village-based consultative meetings to map the way forward. The government needs to hear what the people are saying. What is this democracy that we are talking about? Isn't it we define it as the government of the people by the people?
Mm-hmm.
So they need to hear what the citizens are saying. They need to hear their concerns. They need to get the direction from the masses themselves. Instead of wasting money going to these useless, no results kind of conferences, we should be having more and more stakeholder meetings. We need to have more and more of the national convergence meetings, even at the district, even at the ward level, so that every district will fit into the national process.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't see a government that is willing to hear what people are saying. We don't see a government that is concerned about people that are outside ZANU-PF. But surprisingly, even the same supporters that are in ZANU-PF, they are just singing for their supper, they are singing for their dinner. In Koromandi, they will eat and go back, but there are no results that will come out. So I think I'm encouraged by the initiative that has been taken by churches, by civil society, and other role players in Zimbabwe today. And my recommendation will be, we need to see more of that. Even outside Zimbabwe, we need to have a gathering and have an input. We have been disenfranchised from voting, but our mouth cannot be closed. We can contribute to what happens in Zimbabwe, even when we are outside, because most of us are always home. We know what is happening in Zimbabwe, and I think the government needs to take people seriously.
Thank you. I say this again.
ZANU-PF is taking people for granted, and it is taking them for a ride.
Thank you so much.
To say, Mutatonga pa Twitter, that's arrogance. That's serious arrogance, and I hope he retracts that kind of a statement.
Thank you very much. Mr. Kaule, can you react to that?
I can hear this brother of mine, my brother, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't need to sleep over such issues and such utterances, because these people are people of the opposition party, and that has nothing to do with the ZANU-PF. They must mind their own business anyway.
Mm-hmm.
All what I can say is that we are having our conference, and we have completed the work for day one, where the president gave his case not address, setting the agenda for our party. Remember, we are a ruling party, and the government implements our the policies that are crafted by ZANU-PF as a party.
Mm-hmm.
And then these people, they can make a lot of noise, but we are going to continue doing our work, and we are going to continue serving the people of Zimbabwe.
Thank you.
So remember, the people of Zimbabwe gave our parties and PF the mandate.
Thank you so much, and stay on the line, Baba Kaule. I think his number is problematic.
Yes, we were trying to get hold of Tawanda Jokora. I'm not sure if we have him on the line, of the MDC led by Nelson Chamisa, the opposition. Hello, Mr. Jokora.
Makadi tete mavelas, makadi vaterere.
Aiwa, kuno tiri wadi manzi. Kwa shonga shuri kutaurwa kumsangano we ZANU-PF tatu kunzwa kuti. Aiwa, vamwe bacha tonga pa Twitter. Imise MDC muno shitambira seji.
Apana tatanzwa tataurwa kumsangano uku. Nukuta apana shuri kutaurwa. Sekutaurwa kwa mbeta president Chamisa paya. Hanzi unonzo kana paya lecha taurwa.
Mm-hmm.
Zino kubapa wakatipa watanga. Apana taratanzwa chiri kutaurwa chine musoro. Tiri kunzwa ED ari kupopota nenyaya yesocial media kuti vamwe vanhu vari kuita basa rekutinyaudza pase social media nekutisembura pase social media. So if we are irritating them, then it means we are doing a good job, and we'll keep doing that, because that's exactly the intention. So if we are getting to their nerves, we'll keep doing that. Why is he bothered? Why is he even talking about social media on such an important platform, where he's supposed to be addressing the country's problems? people are dying in hospitals. You know, people are dying everywhere in Zimbabwe. Hakuna chiri kufamba muZimbabwe, but he's busy talking about social media. Achingotaura his old adage, tichitonga, tichingotonga, tichingotonga, kutonga chii vanhu vachifa, kutonga chii vanhu vachitambura. Ndiko kutonga kwacho here ikoko. We thought kuti when you visited Tanzania at one time, you would come back with a little bit, just a little bit of the Magufuli magic, where, you know, you suspend useless programs like these ones, because they are using millions of dollars right now when we need just a million at Harare Hospital to buy medication. So where are their priorities? And then we have Chiwenga. He is talking about Hanzi, Takutichi Bapano, Takunopata Matsotsi. Why is he talking about Kupata Matsotsi now, 2 years after he came into power? What have they been doing all this time? So this is just a waste of time. There's nothing that is going to come out of that conference that is going to help the people of Zimbabwe.
Vatokora pane vamwe vanga vari pano pa platform vanga vari kudedzera kuti dai pawanikwa ipo pachiitwa nhaurirano pakati pesangano renyu reMDC yava Nelson Chamisa neiro batwe reZANU PF nemusangano mukuru uyu, asi pana chatanzwa zvanga zviri kutaurwa pamusangano uyu pamusoro pezvichaitika mune ramangwana panhaurirano idzodzi, munoti chii?
We as MDC, we are the people who started by talking about dialogue, and we have always said that as a party, we are ready to dialogue, we are ready to sit down and talk with ZANU-PF. But there are issues here that have to be dealt with. The issue of a neutral guarantor, it has to be dealt with first before we even sit down. But we are prepared to sit down with ZANU-PF as long as we have a fair and free referee. We don't want a ZANU-PF referee. We don't want someone who will be intimidated by ZANU-PF. So that's all we are saying. Once those parameters are met, we'll sit down with ZANU-PF anytime.
Please hold on, Gibbs.
Yeah, unjalo ke sizwa abantu lapha bakhuluma kune ngisibile kunyonga mapheliyo. Sibuyele kubaba Gawule. Ngamafutshane baba Gawule, ubona ngazani ke liyaqhuba kuhle unjalo phela nomhlangano wena. Ngamafutshane sebili, 1 minute.
Umsebenzi uhamba kuhle kakhulu Gibbs. Kusasa namhla kusasa siyaqedisa nje, kusasa nje ntamba manje siyaqedisela sigqoke umsebenzi wethu. Ubona ngani kwenze uyahamba kuhamba kuhle kakhulu, akula nto eswelakalayo.
Kodwa lizalungisa yini konoko abantu bakhala ngakho?
Kuvele nxa silandela Gibbs, siyakhangela ama-resolutions zethu ekongresi edlulileyo, ekongresi edlulileyo esigodini, ukuthi kuyini esikwenzileyo okuphutshileyo, kuyini esikwehlulekileyo, bese silandelela futhi silandelele khonokho esikwehlulekileyo nokunye esikubumbileyo siya phambili. Kuvele konke entweni zonke ezenziwayo kulokunye ukuphumelela lokunye okwehlulileyo bese sikubuyelela lokho okwehlulileyo. Yimisebenzi ekumele siyikhangele yonke naleyo, sisele usuhulumende wethu.
Ye, kodwa wena ngombono wakho ubona ngani sibili liza kulungisa yini? Abantu bayadawuta phela. Bathi lokho elikhulumayo likhaba nje.
Labo ungakhathazeki ngabo bona abantu bonabo, umthuli ubesethula uhlelo lwakhe oluzayo kathesi, bazavuma ngekanda njengamajoni. Banike iminye isikhathi uNkulunkulu abagcine bephila bona abantu. Babona ukuthi umthuli is on for umsebenzi wokuthi avushe umkhonomi welizwe. UPresident wathi em-appoint umthuli wamnika umsebenzi. And umthuli usethula uhlelo lwakhe namhla, ngiyabona ukuthi into ayenzayo uyayazi. And ngeqiniso ufuna ukusekelwa kuphela. Labo bayekela abantu labo abahlala kwelinye ilizwe labo abangazi lutho ngento ezenzakalayo la. Siyakwazi into ezinzima kodwa bona bakhale ukuthi mhlawumbe into zihlale zinzima. Manje uNkulunkulu ngowethu sonke. UNkulunkulu uzabathengisa ukuthi hayi abantu beZimbabwe bafuna ukuthi labo baphile. Umthuli uyalijova uhlelo, asihambe nje phambili.
Ye, ibamba khonapho ke ngamafutshane baba. 1 minute exactly baba Apostle Dube. Ngicela ungadonsi lapha 1 minute okhulunywa ngugawule ungathini ngakho baba Apostle Dube? Baba Dube ukhona
weZANU-PF angathini Dube? Akula muntu ongahle kuyise nkulu. So ukhuluma njengomuntu weZANU-PF baphelelwe ngama-ideas, and into ebuhlungu Dube ukuthi abanye bethu asila card leparty esilithweleyo. Sikhuluma njengabantu beZimbabwe abafundi lizwe lethu lilume. ukuthi sonke isikhathi imibono yethu ingahlukana nezanu PF bese kuthiwa ngabantu abayi opposition ngabantu abasebenza lamanye labanye abantu i-attitude wrong yona leyo kumele bayilungise ama-citizens kumele bawalalele bawenzwe babuyele kibo ngoba abantu ababafake ehofisini ngabantu yibo abavotileyo so thina sithi akulanto ezaphuma and izanu PF kuzophela konke ekugcineni bazawakhumbula la mazwi esibatshela wona.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu ke marvelous.
Vadzokora todzoka kwamuri manga muri kunzwa mheno kana manzwa zvazviri kutaurwa navagaule mopindura tinzwi.
This conference at the marvelous is just a waste of money, just a waste of time. The issue that has to be dealt with in Zimbabwe, most importantly, is the issue of corruption. But we know that Chiwenga and ED are the godfathers. They are the archbishops of corruption in Zimbabwe. And until they start themselves, they surrender what they've taken, what they've looted from Zimbabwe. They are not going to go after any criminal. They are not going to arrest anyone. They are not going to prosecute anyone because everyone will be looking down at them. They point fingers at everyone else, but the four other fingers will be pointing right back at us. So even after a day after that Congress, Zimbabwe will still be where it is, will still be suffering. There will still be no medication in the hospitals. Zimbabweans will still be looking for answers. But the answers are not with ZANU-PF. The answers are with MDC and Advocate Nelson Chamisa. That's all they need to do. Go to President Nelson Chamisa and talk to him. Some are even saying a handshake will do the economy, our economy, good. A handshake with Advocate Nelson Chamisa. Maybe if Emmerson Mnangagwa is listening, that's all he needs to do.
Thank you very much. Please, we'll catch up with you later. Time is not on our side. Thank you so much. You have a blessed weekend.
Yes, marvelous. We've got Mr. Wilson Mangcanyane Ndiweni. He represents the Ndiweni family.
Mm-hmm.
So now on that breaking news that President Mnangagwa is actually sacked or removed from office, Chief Ndiweni. So, okay, what is your Ubabu Ndiweni to corner?
I understand this is a corner, yeah, okay. But I guess they can speak.
Yeah, Baba Ndiweni, unjani? Yeah, unjani Ndiweni?
Yeah, unjani Ndiweni?
Siyaphila unjani?
Ngiyaphila baba.
Yeah, ufuna ungaphi Ndiweni?
Ngifuna ngize enkhaya.
Yeah, akutsho kona ufuna ukusitshela khona.
Ikuthi okungikhathazayo uma ngibhekile kulamabandla amabili aselizweni lakithi lona leli inganxanye idonsela nganxanye kanti esikukhangelela kakhulu lapha ikuthi sesilimele thina esiphakathi kwelizwe esikhangelela ukuthi amabandla lawo mabili ngakufika isikhathi but benze idialogue balungisise kakhulu ilizwe and kulokho okwenzakalayo okweconference eyenziwa nganxanye noma ehlangothini lwezanu ngibona ngani kuyibenefit yezanu njengoba umunye indoda okhulumile lapho uthe akulamuntu ongahle kuyisenqulo isigaba esikhona esine sokuthi esekukhangele kakhulu ukuthi ngabakhangelela abantu ngoba abantu abaphakathi kwelizwe lona abanye babathi balivuza balimele baphila amagabha avuzayo babulawa la yindlala babulawa yibuguli okwezibhedlela akulanto yonke enikuhle lokho okokudlephana njengabomangoli ngakuyama beke bahlale phansi benze njengabantu abakhulileyo abamatured balungisise isimo esikhona phakathi kwelizwe esiyise silimaza abantu abaphila phakathi kwabayethu abantu babavotela.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu ke Ndiweni, usiphume futhi ngelangeveke ezayo ungadinwa kusasa.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu ba.
Yeah, so this Ndiweni is from Kai. So very good that we got another Ndiweni, but he was talking on another issue.
Yes, yes. Which is good because you know he reminded us of that breaking news. But let's take the last look at some of the people what they are writing here on our VOA Facebook page. Yeshona, wagona chitova nzima square say because this mavity wadi genius genius moyo anzi anzi munuzana gaule ndofunga meno is writing in Ndebele. So okay, I think it's writing in Ndebele. I'm sorry, yeah. I probably butchered that one. Hassani Chawuke said, call me Robert Mangoma. Thank you so much for being with us. Willow Chinyama, but time is not on our side and would like to thank our guest. We had Mr. Tawanda Dzokora of the MDC led by Nelson Chamisa and also Gibbs on your side.
With Apostle Emile Ndube, a minister of religion, and Mr. Pilip Kaule of ZANU-PF, signing off is Gibbs Dube saying have a lovely weekend. Bye-bye.
And I'm Marvelous Mtanganya, who is saying please join us again next week. Please have a lovely weekend. Bye-bye.